You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a gentleman who walked in a bar on New Year's Day and sat down to have a drink. He ordered a martini. And so the bartender brought him a martini, and before he began to drink the martini, he reached into his coat pocket and pulled out a small little jar, took the lid off and set it on the counter. And then he took the olive out of the martini and set it in the jar. And then he had his martini. And then he ordered another. And the bartender observed that he did the exact same thing. Before he drank the martini, he took the olive out and put it in the little jar and had his martini. And so the bartender's getting a bit curious about what was going on here. So he went over and said, "Sir, I noticed that before you drank your martini, you take the olive out and you put it in that little jar that you set on the counter. What's this all about?" He said, "Well, you see, my wife sent me out to get a jar of olives." It seems to be part of our culture that having an alcoholic beverage or two is part of welcoming in the new year. In the liturgy of the church, honoring Mary is part of our church's way of welcoming in the new year, as we celebrate this solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, on January the 1st. Even though we have numerous feasts in honor of Mary on our liturgical calendar throughout the year, it does make sense that we would honor this first among all the saints, this first disciple, this first Christ bearer, the Mother of God, as we begin another calendar year. Mindful that Mary is our model and our inspiration and our intercessor as individual disciples and as a community of faith. And of course, it's even more appropriate for us to honor her on this first day of the year, since Mary is our parish and school patroness under the title of the Immaculate Conception. One of my favorite stories is about a young man who had a shoe shine stand in Grand Central Station. And a gentleman came up to get his shoes shined, and the young man began to work away, shining back and forth. And as he did so, there was this bright, shining silver metal hanging from his neck that kept flipping around. And so the gentleman getting his shoe shine asked the shoe shine man, "What's that metal?" He said, "That's a medal of Mary, the Mother of God." And the man said, "Why are you wearing that?" He said, "There's no difference between that mother and your own mother." And the young man said, "Well, that could be, but there's a big difference between her son and my mom's son." There are some who would criticize us Catholics for paying too much attention to Mary. Today's solemnity reminds us once again why we pay so much attention to Mary, which very simply is because she was chosen to be the Mother of God. That's a pretty powerful and significant distinction. We all know how much we treasure and honor our own mothers, and rightly so. But as special as our own mothers are to us, even more so is Mary. Because as we celebrate during this Christmas season, she is the mother of Jesus, the one who is God, the one who comes down from heaven to earth to save us. Once again, on this January the 1st, the first day of the new year, we invite everyone to place your New Year's resolution in front of the image of Mary, seeking her intercession as we strive to become the best version of ourselves that we can be. You may place your resolution in the second collection that will be taken today after we take up our financial offerings. And we do this because, indeed, we all admire Mary's son, but in the end, admiring Jesus is not enough. We are called not just to admire Jesus, but more importantly, to imitate him. And that's the way that we can give the greatest honor to Mary. And that, we know, is a constant challenge. And hence the rationale behind us doing New Year's resolutions here in church on this first day of January. And so may our New Year's resolutions truly be a genuine commitment to change our lives and our hearts so that we can be more like Mary's son and like him, proclaimed to all the world by all of our words and all of our deeds that God is good
all the time.
All the time.